unafraid to tell the truth no matter what. Is that you? Or does your head go into calculation mode to figure out, like, what are the consequences for me if I tell the truth on this? And we'll back away. But in Jesus again, our Savior, our substitute, he tells the truth, no matter what the consequences. And then he also reminds us that appearances can be deceiving. It may look like Christians are losing, it may look like Jesus is losing, but Jesus is not losing one bit. The day will come when his enemies will see him on the clouds of heaven. He is our victorious Savior. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." "I am," said Jesus. "It is as you say. But I say to all of you, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? Look, now you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" "He is worthy of death," they answered. Some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him and struck him with their fists. Others slapped him and said, "Prophesy to us, Christ. Who hit you?" The men who were guarding Jesus began to mock and to beat him and to say many other insulting things to him.